Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
You're welcome back. As you may have heard earlier on Liveline here on Radio 1, a shortage of the drug Ozempic has led to doctors being advised to prioritise diabetic patients over people with obesity. The Medical Council and the Pharmaceutical Society of Ireland has written to doctors and pharmacists, quoting the manufacturer's position that using Ozempic for obesity represents off-label use and places supply at risk for diabetics. However, consultant endocrinologist at University Hospital Galway, Professor Francis Finucane, says that the advice suggests patients with diabetes are more important than people with obesity, which is problematic, he says. Professor Finucane joins me now in the line. Professor, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon, Cormac.
You make use of this drug for treatment, do you, Ozempic?
We certainly do. So in addition to treating patients from the west of Ireland with type 2 diabetes, we also run a specialist obesity service for the management of severe and complicated obesity. And that includes people who don't have type 2 diabetes. And the fact is that this drug, semaglutide, is a very safe, very effective treatment option. I would argue our most effective treatment option for patients with severe and complicated obesity. And we use an awful lot of the drug for the treatment of severe and complicated obesity in Galway, as other endocrinology services around the country do for their patients with severe and complicated obesity who often don't have diabetes.
Okay.
And the advice or the inference that it's somehow inappropriate or a misuse of resources to use the drug in that context is severely problematic for a number of reasons.
Why?
Well, first of all, it's important for your listeners to know that the drug is, in fact, licensed for the treatment of obesity in Ireland and has been since January 2022. Now, the semantic issue, if you like, is that the drug company that make the drug, Novo Nordisk, market it as in a weaker dose, a lower dose, for the treatment of diabetes in the trade name Ozempic. But the drug is licensed even at a stronger dose for the treatment of obesity. It's just not available in that stronger dose because Novo Nordisk have chosen not to launch the drug in Ireland at this point in time for various different reasons.
Now, you said there was an inference in the advice or the letter written by the Medical Council to doctors and pharmacists, which is causing this distress and this alarm among obesity patients and doctors like yourselves. But we got a statement from the Medical Council today, Francis, and we asked them a number of questions in relation to all of this. But part of that statement reads as follows. The joint statement issued, and this is the Medical Council, the joint statement issued on Monday, the 22nd of May, did not infer that doctors should not prescribe Ozempic. Rather, its purpose was to raise awareness of supply issues and the need for mindful prescribing. The Medical Council did not say that semaglutide should not be used in the treatment of obesity. They go on to say then, it's our position that no group or person should be discriminated against based solely on their disease type. So where is the confusion here, if that's their position?
Well, I'm glad to hear that the Medical Council have that position, but anybody reading the email communication that we received on Monday, the 22nd of May, would be forgiven for thinking that that the instruction and the guidance was that the drug should only be used in people with diabetes and that it was unethical because it was depriving people with diabetes of the medication at a time of a drug shortage. And there's no question that that drug shortage exists.
Us with the conundrum, doesn't it, Professor, in terms of if there is a worldwide shortage and a shortage here in this country and it's needed by diabetic patients and obesity patients, how do you prioritise?
Well, I don't think we should prioritise patients on the basis of their diabetes status. Of course, people with diabetes are critically important. I'm a diabetes doctor myself. However, it is important not to deprioritise those patients who have medical problems and complications relating to excess body weight, even if they don't happen to be type 2 diabetes. Bear in mind that really, for all intents and purposes, for many of our patients, this is their only effective available option for the treatment of obesity at a time of inordinate constraints on bariatric surgery.
Is there no alternative here to Ozempic at all?
There is an alternative. It's a drug called liraglutide, produced by the same drug company, that's not quite as good as semaglutide and is twice as expensive. And Cormac, when our patients are being asked to pay for these very expensive drugs out of their own pocket, almost always, you know, so there is a notional scheme that the government have to pay for the more expensive, less good drug in a tiny proportion of patients who might benefit from it. When we're asking our patients to pay for these drugs out of pocket themselves, I think it's morally and ethically questionable to ask them to pay €250 a month instead of €125
okay.
a month.
I do understand that.
Isn't as good.
I do understand that. So the option is the state steps in and subsidise in some way, or else you find a way to prioritise. And I still don't know. Basically, you're saying it shouldn't be done at the expense of one group over another, but how do you prioritise then?
Well, as I said, let's start with correcting the anomalous assertion from the medical council that any of the practitioners that I've spoken with, and we're all universally sort of, you know, really concerned about this communication. It needs to be clarified and corrected that to all the pharmacists and all the doctors in the country again, that the use of these drugs for the treatment of medically complicated obesity is entirely appropriate and within the license of the molecule. And that'd be the start in terms of addressing
that statement, as I say, Francis, this evening, they say that the joint statement did not infer that doctors should not prescribe Ozempic. They were raising awareness for in terms of supply issues and mindful prescribing. And they said it shouldn't be, no group should be discriminated against based on disease type. Look, we'll see what comes.
Are telling us when they go to chemists and they're told, because you don't have diabetes, you're no longer getting this drug. And that's what's happening on a day-to-day basis around the country since this email went out.
And we'd love to hear from those patients one way or another based on your experience. 51551, Professor Francis Finucane, consultant endocrinologist at University Hospital Galway. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.